green, the color of spring, from the popping leaves and sprouting grass to the mucus you expel with every productive cough. Though it heralds in warmer temperatures with severe weather, flooding rains, and extreme pollen counts when the sun finally does reappear, for many in the Ozarks, this is the most dreaded time of year. And for allergy sufferers, rain is just the calm before the storm, a short respite from misery that ultimately only makes it worse, promoting quicker growth, heavier pollen counts, and even more impacted sinus cavities. But I'm just being honest here, okay? I know a lot of allergy sufferers, and many make absolutely no sense whatsoever. Here they are, pounding head, aching frame, stubbornly thick congestion that a jackhammer can't loosen, and when you stop by their place, the windows are wide open because of the beautiful weather. Look, if this is your MO, I don't want to hear you complaining. Suffer in silence because you're doing it to yourself. I've actually had a conversation with a neighbor, obviously suffering, actually home from work because of terrible allergies. And where were we standing while having this conversation? In the yard, height of spring, while this person was taking bed sheets and pillowcases off the clothesline. Really? People, this is like saying, you know, I am sick and tired of being hit by trains, and then every day parking your car on a set of railroad tracks, only to be shocked at the horror of losing another vehicle to an oncoming locomotive. If you're overweight, you can fix that. Take control of your intake. You want to avoid lung problems or improve your breathing? You can fix that. Stop smoking. Allergies are no different, people. You want to minimize symptoms? You can do that. Start with decreasing your exposure to the allergens that affect you. Close your windows, use the dryer, and start making sense. What's the phrase? If you don't vote, you can't bitch? Well, if you don't take the simple, obvious steps to control your allergies, you know the rest.